Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry. And we're here to ensure your success.
Welcome to Success Saturday. Get ready for 15 minutes of fun where we provide a little education, a little motivation, and 100% of inspiration. This is the place where you rekindle your romance with success. You know, we're talking goals here. Remember, we can do anything. We just can't do everything. Look at that crowd, Jerry.
Wowzer! Kind of feel like I'm at the state fair.
Well, Jerry, you are on a stick.
Funny guy that, Tom Pierce. Funny guy.
Thanks, Jerry. But hey, today's show is sponsored by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency.
Your Fierst choice for insurance.
And our show today is titled The Power of the Written Word.
Tom, you know, this show is the perfect way to end your week and start your weekend.
Right you are, Jerry. How about today we start our show with a lemon drop?
Sounds inspirational to me.
All right, today's lemon drop, write your dream in your heart and on a sheet of paper.
I like that one, Tom.
Me too, Jerry. Write your dream in your heart and on a sheet of paper. Hey, success friends. Hello. Good morning. How is your grand obsession? Are you excited, motivated, ready to take on the world? Or does your battery need a bit of a charge? Has the world got you down? Either way, you are at the right place and it's the right time. Ensure your success every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. right here on Club 1220 KLBB. Hey, I've got a question. Who motivates the motivator? The answer is it had better be you. Remember, if you don't do it, it don't get done.
You know, Tom, I love those lemon drops. I listen to them every day, and I get one in my email, too.
Hey, that's a great reminder, Jerry. Success friends, go to www.gps4success.com and sign up for your daily lemon drops. These free daily motivators come directly into your email. You know, when I'm getting beat up by the world a bit, I read a few of these, and I go from I can't to yes, I can. Thanks for that reminder, Jerry.
No problem, Tom. No problem.
You know, Jerry, we are talking about writing down goals. Do you write your goals down, Jerry?
Well, you know, Tom, I have a goal of writing down my goals.
Now, that's a tough one, Jerry. I like it. You have a goal of writing down your goals. I'll tell you, Jerry, you never cease to amaze me, but I just wish you would cease sometimes. Ah, we're working overtime, but hey, speaking of working overtime, let me introduce our producer today. He's a giant in the radio world. He's a voiceover man, just a heck of a model American citizen. Hello, Bobby J.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Oh, we're doing good.
Hey, Bob!
Oh, hi, guys.
Say, Bob, I know you're a fan of the lemon drops. Any stand out for you this past week?
Oh, sure. There's a couple, but I've narrowed it down to one. And it kind of goes like this. Do you want to ensure your success? Write down your goals on a sheet of paper.
Now, I like that one. That's right on track with what we're talking about,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah.
If you want to ensure your success, write down your goals on a sheet of paper. Love it. Hey, and Bob, we can list our success friends can listen to you and Stan every weekday here on Club KLBB 1220 from 12 to 2, correct?
That is absolutely right, yeah.
Hey, Bob, I have that schedule written down on my calendar.
I love it.
Very good, Jerry. You're a great student. Success, friends, as we said earlier, go to www.gps4success.com and sign up for your free daily lemon drop. Get inspired on a daily basis. Allow the inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long. But hey, let's get to our success tool of the day. Today's success tool, the power of the written word. Now, success friends, consider the words of blind and deaf author Helen Keller on the power of words to shape thought. Before she discovered words, she writes that she was feral. For nearly 6 years, I had no concept whatever of nature or mind or death or God. I literally thought with my body. Without a single exception, my memories of that time are tactual. I know I was impelled like an animal to seek food and warmth. There is not one spark of emotion and rational thought in these distinct yet corporal memories. I was like an unconscious clod of earth. Then, suddenly, I knew not how or where or when, my brain felt the impact of another mind, and I awoke to language, to knowledge of love, to the usual concepts of nature, of good and evil. I was actually lifted from nothingness to human life. Hey, Tom, please tell us more after we listen to these words.
All right, Jerry. Down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them.
Welcome back, success friends. Hey, Jerry, can you grab those phones? Some of our success friends are trying to save some money on their auto and home insurance.
I got it, chum.
Hey, and a quick shout out to some of our fine success friends that have been taking the KLBB Challenge. Hi to Meredith and Mary, Mark and Mike, a lot of M's this week, and Todd out from St. Cloud. Hey, thanks for listening. We love you, success friends. And you know, we have a new challenge for you. Follow me on Snapchat at Tommy Fierst. I'm telling you what, it is a success bonanza.
And don't forget to follow Lemon Drops on Instagram at Lemon Drops, the number for you.
Great job, Jerry. Great job. Ah, we know that sound. It is now time for what many of my success friends tell me is their favorite part of the show. You know what? I haven't even said one word, really, about today's success topic.
Oh, you'll get to it, Tom. You'll get to it. But let's get to our success quotes.
Okay, Jerry. Our first success quote of the day is, by recording your dreams and goals on paper, you set in motion the process of becoming the person you most want to be. Put your future in good hands, your own. And that comes from Mark Victor Hansen. Our second success quote of the day, Jerry.
Yep. If I write what my soul thinks it will be visible, the words will be its body, and that comes from Helen Keller.
Very good, Jerry. Very good. Our third quote is, my task, which I am trying to achieve, is by the power of the written word to make you hear, to make you feel. It is, before all, to make you see. And that comes from Joseph Conrad. So let's get on with our success tool, the power of the written word. Let me remind you what I said earlier. This is from Helen Keller. And she talks about the power the words have to shape our thought. And remember, we know we become what we think about. And she's living proof. But before she discovered words, she says she was feral. For nearly 6 years, I had no concepts whatever of nature or mind or death or God. I literally thought with my body. Without a single exception, my memories of that time are tactual. I know I was impelled like an animal to seek food and warmth. There is not one spark of emotion and rational thought in those distinct yet corporal memories. I was like an unconscious clod of earth. Then suddenly, I knew not how or where or when, my brain felt the impact of another mind, and I awoke to language, to knowledge of love, to the usual concepts of nature, of good and evil. And I was actually lifted from nothingness to human life. This person who had less than zero was transformed by the written word. How powerful are written words? And I think, my success friends, we go from nothingness to success by writing down our goals. There truly is something magical in writing down our goals. First, if we can write it down, we know our goal is clear. Second, if it can be written down, it can be sculpted into something very concise. We become specific when we write down our goals. Writing down our mental picture of what we want starts our commitment to our goals. And think about this, success friends. A study by Cecil Mace found that only 3% of the population in 1935 had written goals. It is estimated that that number has not changed. Yet another study by Dominican University of California psychology professor Dr. Gail Matthews shows that the most successful goal achievers have written goals. So we get back to the saying, big goal setters and big goal hitters are weekly goal setters and weekly goal hitters, and they write down their goals. The other power of the written word is its staying power. If we write it down, we see it over and over and over. But hey, let's come back for a last thought right after this. And write myself a letter, and I'm gonna make believe it came from you. I'm Tom Fierst,
and I'm Geriatrics,
inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet.
Hello, success friends. We're back, and I want to remind you the other power of the written word is its staying power. If we write it down, we see it over and over and over again. But, you know, writing touches our emotions. It brings life to us. We write in journals, diaries. We write blogs. You know, when I sobered up, I had to write down on paper those I had offended. And when I was introduced to goals, I was asked to write those down too. There must be something to that written word. You know, when I was struggling at the beginning to stay sober, I was advised to write down my troubles on paper. And afterwards, I was to burn that paper. And I always felt better afterwards. You know, in fact, to this day, I don't remember any of those concerns. Now, is that an emotional exercise or what? So the key here is take the time right now to write your dreams first on paper and then write it in your heart. At least, success friends, that's how I see it. And until next Saturday at 11:30 a.m., goodbye, Success Saturday. Hello, success. Remember, follow us at Tommy Fierst on Snapchat. And this is Tom Fierst and Geriatrics reminding you to get inspired and stay inspired.
Bye.